Talking girls, you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
All right, Lady Balls, before we dive into the episode, I have to tell you guys about a product that I've been using every day. I started taking AG1 because I was always forgetting to take my vitamins and pills, and it was getting expensive buying them all just to throw them out once they were expired. But I wanted to strengthen and support my immune system and have more energy. And that's where AG1 came in. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients, and probiotic to help you start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your immune system, your energy, recovery, and your focus. AKA, all the things that are important for athletes. Plus, bonus is actually affordable and cheaper than buying all those supplements. Not to mention, it tastes good. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/soccergrl. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/soccergrl to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for fitting us in.
Yeah, thanks for fitting me in.
What'd you have today?
We had Lyft and just got back in. The kittens
are there.
Kittens are here.
Love it. Nice. Awesome. So you've been in the league for a few years now, right? How many years have you been playing in it?
Yes. This is my third year.
And what do you find most surprising about playing professional?
Surprising. I think maybe the level of each game. There's not a lot of drop off. Like every game is a lot. So yeah.
What about, we always hear speed of play. Was there anything else like besides the level and speed? Was there like something off the field that was maybe surprising to you? Like the amount of time or I don't know, the facilities or anything like that?
Definitely the amount of time spent. Because you train for like, I don't know, an hour and a half a day maybe, but you're there from like 10 to like 3.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of time with film, with you've got lift, you've got recovery, getting treatment, stuff like that. Yeah.
And did you have all of that? I mean, you went to Duke, so I'm sure you had like lift and recovery and everything in college. Did you add anything to like your tool belt off the field since playing pro?
Yes. I think I didn't take care of my body the way I could have in college. And I think a lot of that is you're having to balance school as well. And there's a lot of other distractions and stuff. And so it's like when you get here, it's if you can't train and you can't play, like you're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. I've tried to incorporate a lot of like yoga. I'd love to get into Pilates, but it's so expensive. I just checked the prices. I was like, dang. I don't know. Yeah. But just like stuff like rolling out every day, spending time trying to figure out what works for me.
You know what you should do for Pilates? You should just do like the free class at each place. Because I feel like your area probably has a good amount of them.
Yeah. I was thinking about bouncing around. Yeah. For sure.
That's what me and Alana and Carly do whenever we travel. We do like the free week membership at the gym. And it's like, you write your address. We're like, oh, we're not even from the state.
Try the gym. Yeah, just make one up. Yeah.
So you said that and then rolling, you're doing more rolling too?
Yeah.
And what about, are you an ice bath person?
No.
No.
I'll do it, but I don't like all that. I don't.
Either.
No, not if I can help it. It's already cold here too. Like I walk outside, it's my ice bath. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you feel like weather affects your play? Like, cause you're from Georgia, so I'm sure it's warmer there compared to Chicago. Are you used to it now or do you still prefer to play in certain weather?
So I actually think I prefer the cold. I feel like I can run longer. I think the heat, even growing up in Georgia, you don't really get used to it when it gets really hot. I like the 40s. That's nice. 40s, 50s. That's
wow.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
Fit in well here.
Yeah. And like, did you always know you wanted to play pro? What age were you when you thought, all right, I want to make this my career?
I think ever since I thought about what career I wanted, I was like, I'd like to play soccer. And when I was younger, it wasn't as, I think, it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah.
Which is great. But growing up, I used to watch like the EPL and be like, oh, I wish I was a boy. Like that just looks amazing. Like I wish we could have that, you know? And I think we're getting there, which is amazing. But I've always wanted to play.
So you always watched soccer?
Yeah.
Who was your team growing up?
Man United.
Nice. And was your full, like your whole family into soccer? Like, is that how you got into it?
Yeah, that's actually how my parents met, I think. They were playing like adult league in college. So
that's cool. Aww,
yeah.
That's
and
so cool.
Yeah, they kept playing for a while. So I would always be at the soccer field with them just kicking around.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. And did you always like know you wanted to go to Duke? Was that something that you grew up like wanting to go to that school, or what was your recruiting process like?
Yeah, no, I didn't. My mom really wanted me to go there, and I remember not knowing what the best thing for me was. So I kind of leaned on her with that. And I think with the education, she really harped on that, like having something good after soccer. The recruiting process was, now that I think about it, I was way too young to make that decision. Like, it's crazy how young kids are when they're deciding where to go, because I didn't even know what I wanted. Like, I just was looking at soccer programs and, oh, that would be fun. Like, that looks like a cool place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I got a lot of help from my mom. She traveled me around. We got to see a lot of different schools. And I remember going to Duke and just, I loved Robbie Church. He showed us around the entire campus. Such a sweet guy. I felt at home there and in a sense of like community and wanted to be a part of it.
Really the only true feeling that you can go off of at that age, trying to make a decision about college, because even whatever you think you're sure about, your opinion typically changes over the 4 years. So you really have to go on like gut instinct and which one like feels right, where you get that feeling like you could actually belong there. Yeah. How do you feel like playing at Duke helped you grow as a player?
Did you say how do I feel like? I feel like I remember coming in the first week of preseason my freshman year, I was like, wow, like this is a different level. And I remember thinking like, I'm gonna get so much better here. And I think it was just like the training sessions were well run. The team was very competitive, but they're also very supportive. I think I changed a lot. For example, in club, my coach was okay with me like staying up the field and not defending with the team. And like, that was not a thing in college. Like you got to play both sides of the ball. So I think that really evolved in my game. And I needed that for sure. That'd be the big one.
And you played midfielder and forward in college?
Mostly midfield. Yeah.
And now you're playing more forward?
Yes.
How does that, like, do you prefer a position, or are you just open to playing wherever, or what is that transitioning?
Yeah, I prefer to play the 10, more of like an attacking mid. I think this year the way that we were going to play the 9 was similar to a 10. It was more of a hold up, drop into the midfield, get the ball. So it wasn't too big of a transition. I think if they were expecting more in behind as from a 9, it probably wouldn't suit me right now, but I prefer the midfield. I prefer kind of like setting play to being in front of goal and having to score with 2 chances in a game. Like that's tough, but sorry.
Don't be. So do you have any advice for players who maybe don't want to play a different position, but their coach wants them to play there? How to adjust to that?
I think it's an opportunity, like kind of look at it as such. Because the more positions that you can show that you can play in, the more valuable you can be. There's some teams you'll get on where the position that you're the best at, or you think you're the best at, is kind of set with a player. And I just don't think it can hurt. And on top of that, you can grow in different places that maybe you weren't like challenged in the position you've been playing. So I just say like embrace it and try to make the most of it and learn as much as you can.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like oftentimes we hear from younger players who kind of give pushback and probably should. I mean, I'm sure they regret it, because no coach wants to hear that. They want to hear like, I'll play wherever, because that's the player you want to have on the field if they're open to it. So I love that advice. So you said that you were a big Man U fan growing up. Was there any particular player you liked to watch, or did you have any other role models in the soccer world?
I loved to watch Paul Scholes. He's just like, I don't know. He's just good on the ball. Like, he can just do things that he makes things look easy that are not. I loved watching Ronaldinho, like his flair. It was fun. Like, he, a lot of creativity in his play. I tried to emulate that a little bit. Trying to think, women. I watched a lot of like Mia Hamm clips growing up on YouTube. I'd say those were like my top three.
Were those players that you liked because you tried to imitate things from their play, like their style?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could take like the best of all three of those and like put it to one, that's kind of my goal.
I love that. That's really cool. And have you, I'm sure you've met Mia, but have you met the other two at all?
No.
No.
I have not.
Someday you will, I'm sure.
One day.
What about any injuries, any challenges or obstacles that you face as an athlete that you feel has helped you grow as a player?
Yeah, I don't even know what I would call it. I had a lot of trouble with my back in college. Probably going into college, it didn't really hit until then. Had to get a lot of cortisone injections. That was tough. And it was one of those things that they couldn't pinpoint what the injury was, but it was like debilitating. Like, there would be days where I like couldn't walk right. So that was a really hard time because I didn't have answers. I had to kind of figure out what worked for my body. And in the end, I think it helped a lot because I realized how much I was neglecting that part of my game, like just recovery and just, I wouldn't stretch after games. Like, I really just wasn't taking care of it the way I should. And that just like exacerbated everything. So by staying on top of these little, what's the word? Like little workouts, little things that would help me, by staying on top of that, I think it's made me better. And now I haven't had to deal with those issues in a while. So it feels good being on the other side of it, looking back and being like, it sucked in the middle, but like, I think I'm better for it.
What did you do in the moments when you were feeling frustrated, you know, like an ACL tear, or if you sprain your ankle, you have X number of weeks that you need to recover, a certain timeline that, you know, there's kind of an endpoint where you're going to be cleared. And this seemed like the type of injury that just wouldn't go away. What did you do in those moments where you felt, you know, frustrated, like you didn't know if it was ever going to go away?
Yeah, there was a lot of tears. There was one point where I was like, I don't know if I can play soccer. Like, it's my back and it's really serious and I can't walk right now. Like, it almost just was very hopeless at times. But luckily I had like a good support system behind me and like a lot of people that wanted to help. And I think like it's not, a lot of during college, at least, it was okay, rest just to be good enough to play, to then maybe it hurt a little bit more and then rest a little bit more. And I think that was hard as well, because I felt like I wasn't getting better. I felt like I was just like stagnant, like just trying to stay healthy. That was tough, but I kind of forgot the question. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, that's a big point, because we've never talked about in college, so many players do that when they're hurt. It's like, rest just enough to play in this game, because that's really important. And then it's like, this is your body. It's crazy what we do. And then back to injury, back to recovery, playing again. And like professionals do it. Everyone does it. And it's you know, it's kind of a difficult situation to know what you can do and what you shouldn't do. And especially with your back, because like you said, like you couldn't figure out exactly what it was. So that sounds so challenging. Yeah. So I like how you said though, all the little things, and I'm so happy to hear that it's not bothering you now, because simple things like doing stretching before and after, it's not going to cure anything, but in the long run, it'll probably make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. And just staying on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So now, like, when you did have it flare up or anything, were you right away like, all right, I have to do X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it. Yep. I've got like my list of exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Alana had a bad, you had a really bad back injury too.
worst. There's nothing worse. I swear to God, I like herniated discs in my back during college, but like even after the point where they like went back into place, like I didn't feel right for well over a year.
Yeah.
Like if I just slept weird or moved weird, it was like, damn, here we go. Another few weeks of not feeling right and not knowing how to make it go away.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's serious. It's something to not mess around with for sure. And literally the only thing that fixes that is all the annoying little things, the little preventative, you know, and sort of the small little exercises that just take up so much damn time. That's the only thing you can do to really get through.
Yep. Yep. And you're like stretching and your friends are like, what are you doing? Like everyone's watching TV. Yes. And you're just on the ground, like stuff in. Yeah.
Like, that's so true. And what about burnout? Like, how do you avoid that? Because you guys have such long seasons. Do you have any tips for that on how to continue to stay motivated and stay healthy throughout such long season?
Yeah, it can be tough. Like, there's moments where you're going to feel that, I think. What's helped for me has been having things off the field to really, like, different passions that I can put myself into. I think burnout happened, for me at least, when it was, like, soccer was my life and, like, that was all I was doing or thinking about. And on top of that, like when you're not performing the way you'd like to, or whatever is going on, that's not up to your standards, that can kind of like crush your world. And then you might work harder. I don't know. It's just a bad feedback loop. And I just think having like positive things to put yourself into outside of soccer can be really beneficial.
I totally agree. It is hard when it is your whole world and it's not going the way you want it to. It can be really daunting and mentally just like so draining.
Yeah.
What are your passions off the field? What do you like to do? I mean, you have the kittens. We know that.
The kittens. Yeah. They're number one right now. I really enjoy like photography, film, editing, stuff like that. Just little projects. I like taking little videos of things we're doing throughout the day and like putting it into like a little montage and looking back a year, 2 years later. I don't know. I really like doing that kind of stuff. Trying to think. I tried to pick up the guitar. No. Not very good, but it is fun. It's like a fun outlet. Let me think. Yeah, and even just like other sports or like cross training, like just going and playing with your friends, go play basketball, go play tennis, like other fun things that you can do to get out. And it's just not about performance all the time.
I love that.
So like shut off the performance like association with like fun.
Yeah.
It's like impossible to separate the two when you're playing the sport that's your job or your whole life, but you don't realize until you're like playing horrendous tennis how fun it is to like not care if you're bad.
Right. It's so true.
Just a few more and then we'll go into rapid fire. We just would love to know, there's so much happening in the league right now and there's so many changes going on, but we would love to know, what are your hopes for the future for the league and for the players that are playing it?
I hope that the league continues to grow and there continues to be more opportunities for players coming out of college or even at this point high school, like dang, to play professionally and to make a living and be able to focus on soccer and not focus on how am I going to afford my car payment or insurance, you know, things like that. I'd love to see more opportunities overseas as well, because I think that is just so much fun, like being able to go to a different country and play. What else? I don't know. More fans, just the atmosphere. I think we have something that is so fun to watch, in my opinion. And I think if just more people knew about it and it was marketed well, it could be such an event and like not something that's like, please come to our game, like please fill the stands. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's come such a long way, but it has such a long way to go. But I agree, like having people want to go to the games and not like begging.
Right.
It shouldn't get to that point. It's so exciting and it's such fun to watch that I think anyone who actually goes to one is like, oh, wow, this was great. You just need to get those people in, engaged and involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that we see that in the next, you know, 3-5 years, because I feel like if it keeps progressing at the level it is, it's going to be tremendous in you know, a decade. So
for sure. For sure. I'll say, like, when we went to San Diego, pulling up on the bus, and there's like thousands of people already outside of the stands.
That's
an hour and a half before the game, like kids playing in the grass. They've got music. I'm just like, this is what it could be. And like, this is so inspiring. And I'm like, so happy to be a part of this.
That's really cool. I love that. And last question, what's the biggest lesson you've learned through soccer?
Perseverance, probably. I think not always getting what you want or what you think you deserve, having to work through those things and just like keep showing up. I think soccer has given me that.
Love it. Great answer. Thanks. All right. So we're going to do a couple, not really rapid fire. We're just going to do like a teammate thing. We're going to ask you which teammate you would pick in these situations.
Okay.
So which teammate would you want to have with you if you're stuck on a desert island, and why?
Tatum, because we would have so much fun. We might not last long there, but it would be a fun time.
What would you guys do?
I don't know. Like, we'd figure something out. We'd play some sort of game. You said an island, we'd go play in the water. Maybe we'd like try to build a fire. It wouldn't happen, but it'd be like fun to try. I don't know.
I think you guys should go camping. I want to see what happens.
We were just talking about that. We were like, I don't think we can do that. We're not built, like, maybe glamping, like get us an RV.
Yeah. And but, because you like editing, I want to see the video after of it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll get on that.
All right. The teammate you would call to bail you out of jail.
I think I would call Gilly, Aaron Wright. She is now, because there'd be no judgment. Like, she wouldn't ask questions. She'd show up. She'd have the money. She'd probably get it from Evan, her husband. She'd be like, if you need to bail it out, it'd be great. She'd bring Grady, her baby.
I was just gonna say, she's a mom, so.
She's a mom. She'd get me.
Yeah.
For sure.
What about teammate you text the most random things to?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say former teammate that I text the most random things to would be Nikki. But current teammate.
I think we believe that.
It's like back and forth. You never know what it is. I'm always so excited when she texts me. I'm like, what is it this time? Maybe Bianca. Bianca will send some like random like quotes or like videos that she's inspired by. I don't know. Just, you never know what you're going to get.
All right. Who's the teammate that you would want to borrow their clothes and their style from? Could do a full raid of their closet.
Ooh, I think I would steal Alyssa's closet because she has all the Nike shoes, all the Dunks. Like, she always shows up in a new pair. They're very clean. She gets mad at me because I'll wear mine and they're like a little dirty. And I only have one pair. Like, I saved up for one pair. She's like, what are you doing? Like, it's raining outside. So I would, I'll steal Alyssa's shoe closet.
Nice. Teammate you would want to watch a reality show about?
We all actually had this question, like, who would do well on a reality show? And we all decided Tatum.
Yeah.
So I'll put Tatum on there.
Would she bring the drama to the reality show, or would it she just make it interesting?
I don't know. She would probably stir the pot a little bit, yeah. And then back away.
That's important on the reality shows. You need that.
Yeah, you do.
I really feel like your league could have, and each team could have a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I watch a lot of Bravo. I watch a lot of reality. And I feel like you guys could just, like, crush it if you had it.
The things that go on, it would be so entertaining.
So good.
You gotta want everyone mic'd up all the time.
It might be dangerous. Yeah. For sure.
All right. The teammate that you could sit on the couch and binge a series with for the entire day.
Tatum.
Wow,
she's wanting a lot of these.
Yeah. What kind of show would you binge?
We love Love Island.
Oh God. For me, I love that.
You don't want to have also binged that.
Yep. That's a good one. We'll have it on in the locker room. Gilly too. Gilly could join that crew.
Yeah.
We would all
love it. All right. And last question. What is your biggest soccer girl prob?
It's gotta be the tan line.
Yeah.
It's got to be the shorts, tan line, maybe like the tank top in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Why you like that 40 degree weather, isn't it?
Yep. I like to be tan though. Like I don't know, maybe, but evenly. It gets so bad. It's just like, it's not going to change. It gets to the end of the summer and I'm like, it's really still there.
I know.
Yeah. Well, and the winter, yeah.
When I thought I put the towel on my legs and my upper body, I'm like, I just need this stomach to go white.
That's good. I might try that.
Major soccer problem. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to chat with you. And we hope that we get to see you play in person sometime soon. Maybe not in that weather, maybe in a little bit of warmth.
Fair enough.
And we hope that the kittens just continue to grow to be just like beautiful, loving cats. They look awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is fun.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks so
you
much.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Bye.